News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Let's go to Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil on this very story. Now, we're joined by Noel Rock, Fine Gael TD, and Thomas Byrne, Fianna Fáil spokesperson on education. Let me both ask you a simple question to start with. Noel Rock, do you believe now is the time for a general election, or in the immediate aftermath of the budget is the time for a general election?
I think we're preparing for an election, we're ready for an election, but we're not willing an election. Like you said earlier, it took a long time to form the last government, and it's such a crucial time for us right now. And these next few weeks in Brexit are absolutely crucial. This is where the rubber meets the road in terms of putting a deal together. And having a caretaker government in place for those crucial weeks, not responsible.
Interesting you say right weeks thing. Rather than months. Does that suggest maybe by November it could be okay to have the general election?
I don't think so. No. I mean, I can't foretell what's going to happen at these European meetings. Obviously, the next meeting is coming up soon. There's another meeting in November. You would hope a deal is done then. But even if a deal is thrashed out then, the actual working parameters of it will only come to fruit in March. So, as far as I'm concerned, no, there shouldn't be an election before spring, certainly.
Okay, Thomas Byrne of Fianna Fáil, what's your view on this?
Well, in terms of an election, I mean, first of all, the most important thing at the moment is the budget. And I mean, we're completely focused on the budget. I think the Taoiseach tried to distract us there before the summer break and then a couple of weeks ago with his desire to enter into talks but extending the conference of supply agreement. And we resisted those two invitations. And the reason for resisting those invitations was that actually we felt that the budget was the most important thing that we had to do at the moment. And I think obviously now it seems that Fine Gael have settled into that view as well and accepted our position on that. And the reason the budget is the most important thing at the moment, obviously apart from Brexit, but in terms of the Dáil's work and the work we actually do, hammer and tongs in the Dáil, is that there's a lot of public money being allocated, and we want to make sure that that money is allocated in a fair way, and that Fine Gael's basis instincts are resisted, and that actually we try and improve public services.
Yeah.
That's what our job is.
We'll come back to that in a moment. I do want to ask you, though, reports in the Irish Times today suggesting that a lot of senior figures in Fianna Fáil, not the usual suspects who are quite happy to have a pop at Micheál Martin, but senior figures who are close to Micheál Martin are saying, let's not do the confidence supply agreement again. Let's not renew it, that it's not in Fianna Fáil's interest. It would be better to have a general election. Do you understand those views? Do you share those views? Are you aware of those views?
Well, I'm certainly not part of those views as expressed in the Irish Times. My focus at the moment, Shane, is utterly on the budget negotiations. As education spokesperson, I'm trying to get the best deal for schools.
Okay, after the budget, after your budget, what's your view?
After the budget, what we have to do is then, how did we get on in the budget? How did we get on in last year's budget and the budget before? That's what's in the confidence of supply agreement, and that's what we have to stick to. And I'm not denying that the confidence supply agreement is difficult for Fianna Fáil. Of course it is. It's not an agreement that we wanted to enter into. But we felt in the national interest that we had to provide a measure of stability, that somebody had to step to the plate. And in return for doing that, we wanted to see our policies implemented. And in this confidence supply agreement, we will be trying to get our policy stamp on that because of the numbers that we have in the Dáil. And then we look at it and how we get on, and then we see.
You didn't really answer my question, and I don't think, to be fair, I don't think you were evading the question. I think we sort of got slightly sidetracked, but you didn't really answer my question. In your view, should there be a general election before Brexit is sorted out?
Well, I've expressed my view on where we are at the conference of the supply agreement, and that's the whole question.
But on the question I asked you,
the Taoiseach can call a general election today if he wishes to.
Yeah, but I'm asking your view, Thomas.
I'm not going to give a view on that because I think that
why not?
Because I think that type of speculation as to look, the one thing that's certain is
surely that's exactly the speculation we want. Senior politicians saying we don't need a general election.
The one certainty is, Shane, that there will be an election. Okay, it's a democracy. The uncertainty is when. And I think while that uncertainty is there, and that uncertainty is written into our constitution, let's remember.
But you can bring an end to the uncertainty. You can say ideally, there's a lot of negotiations to be done, and we can't take anything for granted. But ideally, we would not have a general election before Brexit is sorted out.
Our focus has been entirely on the budget at the moment, as well as Brexit, of course, not the timing of a general election. That hasn't come into our... Now, people can have individual views on when they believe an election should be or whatever, but our focus as a party, corporate entity, as represented in the Dáil, is to make sure that we get value for the votes that we got in the budget, that we
all
ensure
right.
the public...
Okay, I want to bring Nola Rock back in. Nola, are you surprised by what Thomas had to say? Are you reassured by it?
Well, no. I mean, he hasn't given any clear thoughts or assurances there whatsoever. You know, it strikes me as political game playing more so than anything else, and strikes me as a way of padding out the question. I mean, there's no question we're all in favour of a fair budget. We're all in favour of things like reduction in pupil-teacher ratios, and things like more paid parental leave, and things like tax reductions where possible. We're all in favour of that in terms of the budget. But the question is looming large. And the item that Thomas was invited on to discuss was the confidence supply agreement. And it strikes me as very remarkable that he can't give a clear line on it. I know you have an item coming up on Good Manners later on. It would seem it would be good manners to give a straight answer to a straight question.
Okay, well, Thomas Byrne.
I'll just respond to that. First of all, in terms of fair budgets, no one may say everybody's in favour of them. But in fact, when Fine Gael and Labour were in power, every single budget was redistributed in a way that was unfair, and that's been confirmed by the SRI. That has changed.
Okay, historical point. Let's deal with the present.
It's not an historical point.
Well, it is.
Actually,
it is
that's
now.
What the Confidence and Supply Agreement is fundamentally about. It's actually making sure that budgets are fair, and that is what it has achieved.
Okay.
And we have to, and it's a very important job for us to make sure that is achieved in this budget, and that takes a lot of work, and radio interviews won't do it, and talking to the media won't do it, but actual work and hard work.
No, that's a fair point.
And also,
what about the point
ratio? Can I just make the point about the pupil teacher ratio, which I, as education spokesperson, cut, and it's the lowest ever. Fine Gael resisted that last year until the very last moment. It was just before midnight last year in the negotiations when that was accepted. So
political game playing? How do you respond to that accusation?
It's the last thing that Fianna Fáil can be accused of. We have given stability to this government in a manner which has been, by any measure, has been difficult for us. You don't need anonymous quotes in a newspaper to confirm that. It has been difficult for Fianna Fáil.
Have you been disrespected by Fine Gael? Have they given you enough credit for what you've done, in your view?
Look, the Irish people will give credit. I don't expect Fine Gael to give credit. I mean, we're competitive rivals in the political sphere. So I think we will look to the Irish people in terms of the general election, in terms of credit. But the credit that we want is that public services are improved and are delivered upon. And they're not, by the way, that's at the moment, if we're to do a review before the Confidence Supply Agreement, they're not being delivered upon. And we've got to really make sure that this budget is a huge opportunity to make sure that whatever money is there is actually distributed in a fair fashion.
And sure, and we intend to do that. There's no question about that. But you say once again, Thomas, looking to a general election. I mean, what we're looking to is Brexit. What we're looking to is to serve the public in the best way possible.
Hold on a second.
We're not looking to a general election.
There are senior figures in your cabinet, and I know this for a fact, that want a general election, or that are urging Leo Varadkar to have a general election. Leo Varadkar is considering, let's not be naive and pretend that Fine Gael want to nail down this deal for another 2 years. There are people in your party who don't think that's the right way to go.
Look, and there'll always be disagreements in that respect. I mean, people are stopping me on the street, Shane, and they're saying to me, Noel, you're flying in the polls, why wouldn't you go now? And to them I say, I think certainty is more important. I think Brexit is more important. I think actually what Leo has offered in terms of let's agree an election date now, summer 2020, gets us all out of the woods and Brexit serves the national interest and we can all aim towards a fixed time frame. I think that's actually a very fulsome, reasonable offer.
Okay, Thomas, does that offer of a general election summer 2020, does that appeal at all, notwithstanding your point about getting the budget out of the way?
I'm grateful for Noel trying a third time lucky, because the Taoiseach has asked us twice already, and what we've said is that we have a written agreement with Fine Gael, and we think it's important that we don't decide to have extra time before the match is over. The match is only 2/3 of the way through. Let's wait until the match is over and see how the Confidence Supply Agreement got on. Let's review it. Let's see how it worked for the country.
Okay.
And that's what we'll do then. But look, we've already rejected the Taoiseach's advances in that respect, focusing on what we have agreed to do and sticking very, very carefully with what we have agreed to do.
Thomas talks about the match being over, but I think the country deserves better than waiting for a penalty shootout, to be honest with you.
All right, I think we've enough sporting metaphors for the morning. Noel Rock, Fine Gael TD, and Thomas Byrne, Fianna Fáil spokesperson on education. Thanks to both of you for joining us.